Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
It has been 5 years since the arrest of Russian oil executive Mikhail Khodorkovsky. His case and those of his former associates continue to raise serious questions about the application of the rule of law and the legal system in Russia. Mr. Khodorkovsky requested parole in July, but his request was denied on October 20th after prosecutors argued he failed to actively show remorse. Mr. Khodorkovsky was once Russia's richest man and the founder of the Yukos oil empire. Once one of Russia's largest oil companies, Yukos has since been dismantled and its assets acquired by Rosneft, a state-run company. Mr. Khodorkovsky's prosecution is widely regarded as an attempt by the Russian authorities to silence an opponent and to consolidate control over Russia's strategic energy sector. Mr. Khodorkovsky's lawyer, Svetlana Bamina, also appealed for clemency and an early release from prison on October 20th on the grounds that she is 8 months pregnant. Despite widespread support for her release, her appeal was denied because she has not shown improvements in her behavior. Even more troubling, on October 21st, a Russian court extended until January 2009 the term of detention of Vasily Aleksanyan, former vice president of the Yukos Oil Company. Mr. Aleksanyan, whose detention was set to expire on October 22nd, is terminally ill with HIV and cancer. Human rights lawyer Karina Moskalenko is active in Mr. Khodorkovsky's case, as well as cases involving human rights abuses in Chechnya and the murder of journalist Anna Politkovskaya. Ms. Moskalenko has faced intimidation and harassment for her efforts. French police are investigating reports of mercury found in her car. The conduct of the cases against Khodorkovsky and his associates, said U.S. State Department Deputy Spokesman Robert Wood, has eroded Russia's reputation and public confidence in Russian legal and judicial institutions. The United States, said Mr. Wood, urges Russia to grant all involved fair and just hearings based on due process and proper application of rule of law, critical to the economic growth and reputation of a strong nation.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.